Oh, that would sounds delicious by itself, but think of the cocktails that I can make
Oh
with
my
that.
gosh.
I'm just saying.
I have students that listen to this.
That's okay. You know what? You can have a friend that you can blame it all on
Can
me.
have a friend who's a
You can
lunch.
have a friend who knows how to make and drink cocktails, okay? It's called diversity, people.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
On like sweatery stuff. Is it cold there?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's in the 60s.
Okay.
Upper
All right.
60s. Yeah, it's sunny. It's windy as all heck, but
it
it's
is. Yeah, that's about like it is, but it's a little warmer here.
Yeah, it got.
I couldn't figure out. I got in my car and I thought, dang, why is it so? I had the air conditioner on. Then I realized I had my seat heater on from this morning and
oh, good grief.
My buns were burning.
Your biscuits were burning. Good heavens. All
All
right.
right.
Hey, welcome everybody to episode 36 of Designer Cornbread. We're here for you and for ourselves.
We're here for you. What was that?
Welcome.
We did a song about that at camp.
Welcome to camp. Boom. We're here for you. Boom. We are your
counselors,
tried and true.
I'm sounding
Thanks,
lovely
Benton.
today.
Paige,
wow.
Paige Benton Brown. Thanks for making
oh
us
my
sing
gosh.
Show tunes. Oh, blast from the past. How are
All
you
right.
doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. Yep.
It's a Monday.
It is a Monday.
I'm
so
exhausted every Monday. Mondays come in like, I don't know what it is.
I kind of like Mondays. It's a fresh start. It's
yeah.
a new beginning. It's
yeah.
a whole new, you know, and I only have, let's see, I have three more Mondays that I have to wake up
Ooh,
at 5:30.
That is a great thing.
That is
an amazing thing. I'm very happy for you on that, for sure.
So
Goodness.
That's a good one. We're wrapping up. Culinary is, we're through. Well, we have one more meal, but I think
okay.
Wes the Pest is going to do most of it.
Oh, good. What's that for?
Not the administrative, the support staff. He wants to
I thought
grill
that was this
burgers.
Week.
No, that was administrative assistant.
Oh.
So
oh,
we
okay.
have like,
Oh,
so secretaries that we're not allowed to say the word secretary anymore.
I guess not. Well, there's a Secretary of State and there's a Secretary of Defense and Secretary of the Homeland.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't get it.
I don't either. Okay.
I don't get it. But
carry on.
Anyway, and then there's support staff like the people who help out with special ed and.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You
kind of everybody
yeah,
else
like that.
Included
yeah.
in that. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
so,
that's nice. So he's going to grill up some burgers.
He's going to grill up some burgers for them, and I don't know what I'll have to do. I imagine I'm going to get into it at some point.
Yeah.
But,
the day. Here's what's going to happen. The day before, you're going to get that call or that text.
Yeah,
hey.
Which is tomorrow.
Which, oh,
yeah.
oh, so it's coming. Okay, the day before
well,
is
Wednesday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, day before
okay.
is tomorrow.
So tomorrow, you can just prepare. You're going to get that text or that call and be like, oh, I was wondering, could you like throw together a dessert for
yeah.
500 people?
Yeah.
We
While
like,
we're doing this, let's just go ahead and make homemade ice cream for the staff.
We want
really
to
want
homemade.
To show them how much I appreciate
yeah,
them.
Yeah,
if you could do
them.
That work.
And I'm going to need you to go make some tiramisu,
handmade
lady finger
homemade,
cakes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I
we
can
love
do
you,
it.
Wes, the pest. We're just giving you a hard time, but don't test us. Don't try our patience. Oh my goodness.
Anyway.
Well, that's good. All right. Well, what
yeah,
else?
Yeah, so now we are, you know, they're ripping out my kitchen. And
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Oh, they are going to rip out my kitchen. I'm getting all new equipment.
At school, I assume.
At school,
that's,
and all
oh,
those
that's,
old nasty
oh,
cabinets are coming out. And
that's really nice cuz that needed
we're
a bit
get
of
stainless
a,
steel everything. I mean, seriously, some of those cabinets
yeah.
have been there since the school was built.
Yeah,
and
she's
it's
not,
not
kidding,
a young
guys.
School. Like
she's
that's when my
kidding.
Mom did my mom graduate from that? I think my mom was like one of the final classes in the old building
oh, okay.
to graduate. So,
well, we won't say the year, I guess, but
she was 1957.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We will. It was a while ago. Yeah. That kitchen could use a big facelift. As much as it's used and the school uses it for events and programs, and it kind of needs
to. Well, what I really, really would love for them to do is move me out to the Votech building and just add on a whole new where people from the community could easily come in and get food or order or.
Right. Without being at a security risk. Because at high school like yours, you kind of have to.
Right.
Okay, so where's that building? Is it on the same campus or is it different?
It is. It's just down. It's at the other end of the building from me.
Oh, but okay.
It's where they have all the agriculture and the the carpentry and welding and all of that.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fantastic. That really would make some sense too, and then freeze up classrooms in the main building right there for other.
Right.
You know, whatever, and you could put a big sign. It says Joni's Place on the outside of it.
There's that. Yeah.
Tim could come and be Mel in the kitchen. And
yeah,
he could. Alice.
I know.
Yes,
I
guess Alice is the waitress. Yes. You're Mel.
Kiss my grits. I've got that one down.
You can be Flo. There you go.
I got a lot of people that I can say kiss my grits.
Yeah,
maybe I just need to start saying that anyway.
I think you do. I think you need a T-shirt.
Yeah, kiss my grits.
I think you do because that's very culinary-ish. You know,
it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, I tell you what, I'm sure everyone has just spring fever up the yin yang and is ready to be done with it all.
Oh,
so.
My kids are done. You know, so thankfully we are. I'm done with lessons and I'm done with labs. And now we are just like dumping stuff out and boxing stuff up.
And,
so
yeah.
Today was senior skip day. So I had like 3 kids in my third period class.
Okay. I like it. I like it very much. They need that day, man. I'll tell you what.
They actually do.
So do you guys have to clean? Is it your job to clean everything out of the kitchen or like that you want to keep or how does that work?
Yeah. I'm going to box everything up. I've got some big boxes from like Lowe's. And
we'll just
go through and box it all, you know, start wrapping stuff up. And now where to put everything is a whole nother.
Well, I guess you could just kind of store it in your classroom, but they have to clean the floors and do
all that.
They have
to come in and clean the floors.
I remember. See, I know all this stuff.
When
we got your room ready.
Okay. And then putting it back together is going to be really fun too. But
yeah, you're going to be, you might even have to go in a little early.
You may have to come down.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going, but I'm going to 2 times.
Okay. Good.
Well, no, anyway, we'll chat, but I definitely may. I would like to come. After I'm done with all this graduations and you're out late May, we can plan. We can.
Okay.
I need to.
So Thelma and Louise.
Get away from I just need to.
Okay.
Relax and not think about weddings and graduations. So anyway.
Okay. All right.
It'll be fun. So I thought we could do that and plan. And then, I was even like, maybe even sometime like. You go back in early August, though. When do you go back?
I go back the end of July.
Yeah, I know. See, that's what I don't know that I will then. Well, I could get back when you're starting up a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah.
People don't need to know this. People don't even care. They're like, why don't you people? This is our catch-up time, people. This is when we chat. So
it's all about us.
It's okay. we had a good productive weekend here at home. We cleaned out... the garage, emptied everything out of the garage, which was, you know, as all of us have garages, understand that's a, it's a black hole of doom. So that was really great. Took everything out. Tim worked on the lawnmower. Cause the thing was I put out the ultimatum. He had to mow the freaking lawn this weekend. I'm like, dude, the front is okay. Cause our neighbor mowed the front for us, bless their hearts. But because we have connected yards to our next door neighbor, so we kind of take turns. And they've got like teenage boys. I mean, I have one, but good luck finding him. Anyway, so we kind of take like if we do our lawn, we do there. You know, it's connected, so it's stupid to be like we're gonna make a line right down the middle.
Yeah.
But anyway, but the back was like was starting to look like the Amazon. So I said it's got to be mowed, and so he puts it off because he's like. I know he didn't want to do it. And then it's like he can't get the mower started. So usually this is a process I'm learning. You know, in the My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Oh, hang on. I guess I should turn off my phone again. Sorry. You know that movie, Big Fat Greek Wedding, that we love?
I do. I show it in culinary.
It's so good. If anyone hasn't seen it, I mean, it was a million years ago. But you know, the phrase where the moms are talking and they're like, the man is the head, but the woman is the
neck. The neck.
Yes. And she turns the head whichever way she wants it to. Yeah. I feel that. Yeah. I feel that in my 50s and 20, you know, 8, 9 years of marriage. That's the way you got to do it. You got to.
Well, here's my question, and I'm gonna pose to you. And I actually said it to my husband and to my boys.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, I'm not a, I am so far away from the man basher person.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But
if people don't know that, that's true. We love men. We love men.
Okay. All love right. me some man.
No. We love us some men. Okay.
But
go ahead.
I just said, when did there just seems to be a breakdown that has happened, and I don't know what has caused it, but you know, I looked at Ron and I said, I don't, my grandmother never had to look at my granddaddy and say, so you think it's time to mow the yard? Hey, think we need to wash the car? You know, I mean, I don't, men no. just seem to have, back in my grandfather and even my dad's generation, yeah. they had much more of a take charge thing, and part of it may be the dang feminist. I don't, you know, that are don't hold the door for me, don't blah, blah, blah,
that,
you know,
you know, I think I, that I could know. Be because I think in general there's a lot more apathy there's a lot more there's less initiative and
yes,
some of that
yes.
can be because
I mean,
of being told that you're a you know,
yes.
macho brutes and you need to just settle down. But also, here's another thing that when you were saying that made me think, because I really didn't have a pre-prepared, you know, you didn't tell me you were going to ask this and I didn't.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I like it. I like it like that. It's just like, I was really thinking about it as you were saying it. And because you and I, again, we're not, you know, everyone rags on their husbands a little bit and whatever, but it's nothing. Yeah. We have deep love and they do so much and it's not, and even men, we don't think they're stupid, you know, men, we, you know, all that we don't buy into. But what you were saying made me think, okay, I was thinking about my grandpa and, you know, great grandma and all that. But here's the thing. Part of it could be the kind of mindset our culture's taken a little, which not all of which is bad. Again, none of us are saying that it's bad that women, you know, didn't have equal rights and things
right.
and, as men. None of us are saying that. But the other difference is, men weren't as involved in their families' lives.
I guess.
So think about what Tim and Ron do with their kids and
right.
have when, since they were little, and compare that to your dad, compare that to your grandpa. Not saying they didn't, but they were they at, and some were. This is very much a generalization, but in general, you know, they weren't running them to the doctor when they, you know, their wife couldn't, or run into all their events, you know, they'd come, you know, they would come. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be like, but they weren't as involved. So this kind of co-parent, which is good, right? Because like,
right. Yeah.
we want fathers to be involved and it's important for them to come to
so important
play and to
yes.
go to take them to the
yeah.
practice. They're coaching the, you know, and dad's coached before. I'm not saying it didn't, but you know what I mean? Like
right.
in general, their thing was go to work, take care of the lawn. I mean, you know.
Wash the car.
Wash
yeah.
the car.
Yeah.
Take care of the cars. And that's about it.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I don't, you know, your men, there used to be men. Men used to be Sunday school teachers. They.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
Yeah. They definitely did
know.
A lot. I don't mean nothing. But I think there's a little bit of a difference because I think that time of kind of like. You know, there's more expectations, and again, rightly so. I mean,
right.
we certainly want the yeah. dads to be involved and helping with homework and doing baths. I mean, they didn't give any babies a bath and do any
yeah.
of that.
No.
It was,
yeah.
you know, so I think it's kind of a lot of things, but all that is to say the lawn got mowed, but it took,
yeah.
it took. But what I've learned is, me being the neck, kind of gently turning the head. Mm-hmm. It's not that, you know, there is a lot, and he's extremely busy right now with work. I'll put that out there too. Did your grandpa have a computer and a cell phone that brought work home to with him every weekend?
And no, and that's actually, that is where I'm going with something.
Okay, we'll get to that.
In a conversation.
You look at that, like my dad, when he got off work, he was off work.
He was off work.
He was done. There would be no reason anyone would even call him on our home phone. I mean, maybe just like some kind of crazy emergency, you know?
Maybe we should, maybe this is a good time to go into this because.
Go for it.
So mine is a little different because my grandfather and my daddy were pharmacists.
Right.
And this was long before there was a Walmart and there weren't that many pharmacies in town. And it was all the time. It was constant. We'd sit down to the table and the phone would ring. Somebody needed.
I remember you saying that. It's like
something.
Right. What do you do? Yeah.
Right. You know, and it was, we'd start to open Christmas gifts and the phone would ring and somebody needed Tylenol for their baby or somebody needed this, somebody needed that. And they were constantly running back and forth on their days off. And I can remember dad, mom being out of town and dad getting me up like at 2 or 3 in the morning because he didn't want to leave me at home alone.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And
had to run up to the store.
Dragging me to the store to get, you know, get somebody some medicine. And I mean, to what point it was so bad that when I went to college, I mean, I was dead set that I would not date anybody in pre-med. I did not, you know.
It a dermatologist could be okay. There's no emergency dermatology. Right.
Well, and pharmacy, here's the thing with pharmacy, though. You know, thankfully we could wait. You know, we could say, you know, hey, we just sat down to dinner. I'll meet you up there in 30 minutes. Or I'll meet you at the store in an hour. Or you could put that off. But OB doctors, God bless them.
That's the thing. And now, I mean, and even back then, like they're on call or they're not. And that takes a big burden off. Yes. And I know like even, I remember Susan, my mother-in-law telling me how in Rolla, where she lived for many, many years and Tim grew up, same thing kind of before before the Walmart, and even then they don't have before Walmart, before Walgreens, and even then I'm not sure that they have 24-hour pharmacies there in that town yet, but she would say, and I think the vets do this as well there, like every holiday there would just take turn, one in town would be the one that would be open, and they just would take turns, you know, you're on call, you're open to take calls on 4th of July, we'll do Labor Day. And I thought, oh, I never thought about that coming from St. Louis. I was like, oh, sure. I guess you have to cover those things, you know?
Anyway, so, but here was my point or my thought this week is, and I typed it in our little Trello board, is be where you are. And a lot of that goes back to cell phones, but it started with a student a little while ago. She was in my class and we had an assembly or something we had to go to, and she was panicked and she was mad that she had to go because she had to write, you know, a 500 word essay. And I said, honey, you should have written that last night. She said, I just found out about it this morning. I'm like, well, here's the thing. This is culinary. This hour and a half is designated for culinary.
Yeah.
Now, if we get back from this in time, you can write that paper, but right now you are in culinary. And then I saw later, and I think I reposted on Facebook, that somebody said, be where your feet are. And I thought, okay, that's what I'm talking about. Be where you are. But the cell phone thing is such a, and I watch these kids at school, and last year I didn't have to chaperone prom this year, but last year I did. And there was this guy, and he sat there the whole time with his face in the phone. He missed his entire prom. And I'm like, be where you are. Enjoy what is around you.
Right. And really enjoy it, like with all your senses.
Right. And if I come to St. Louis to see you, I don't need to be worried about what's going on in Savannah. I don't need to know what anybody else is doing here. I need to be in St. Louis. Really, I need to be in St. Louis.
You need to be here. But anyway, we digress.
You know, if you're at a baseball game, I mean, watch your, when you're watching it and you see the crowd in the, you know, in the background, look at how many people have their head in a phone instead of watching the game. I'm like, why'd you even pay a ticket?
Same with like famous people that are going by or concerts. It's like, it's a whole line of fun. And I know you want your picture. Like if it's a famous person and we can take a picture of them. Like I, you know, I get that. But it's like you miss the chance to like just look at them face to face.
To
like,
be
you
in
know,
the moment.
To really look at them yourself and see them and them see you. And it's a different, it's just a different world. And some of it's, you know, not, it's not all bad. It's not all good. It's just some of the changes.
Right.
Exactly.
And
right.
So now I will say this with my dad, with the whole pharmacy thing, when we would go, we live right here at Pickwick Lake. And so we would go to the lake all the time and, or he didn't go as much because he was working, but you know, when he did, we were on the lake. There was no phone out there.
Right. That's probably the only time he could
that
really
is the
get
only
off.
Time that he was off.
Right.
And
cannot
so,
be reached.
I mean, and we skied and we tubed and we kneeboarded and, you know, I mean, and I loved it and we were unreachable. It is okay to be unreachable. And, you know, but now we go to the lake and Ron's got his phone and the boys have their phone and I'm thinking, guys, stop.
Right.
Stop.
Right.
And last summer I made just a really effort, a big effort, I guess,
intention.
To leave my phone inside. When I was outside, I left my phone and I felt like I'd been set free.
Yeah.
I really did. I thought this is fantastic. When I'm because if my phone's out there and it dings,
it's tempting. We all do
you
it.
You feel like you need to get up and go, or if it rings, you need to go.
Or there's something you need to look up or think about or post. You know that you're at the lake and it's like
Holly's in her thong. Let me take a picture.
Oh, that I can guarantee you will never see. Anyway,
but. So here's the thing. The other day I was on the porch and I was reading. I just had, and I left my phone inside and I'm out there reading. Well, a sub told her students to go, I don't know, put something in her car or whatever. Well, they put it in my car and I didn't know it was in there. And anyway, she called my phone, I mean, repetitively, and then couldn't, and then sent text. Then called Ron, and Ron didn't answer his phone. And then called, and somebody, all of a sudden, like the secretary of the school pulls up in my driveway. She'd called, and people were in a panic. It wasn't even 4 o'clock yet. I mean, it had not even been an hour. And I was like, when I looked at, when I got inside and I looked at my phone, I thought, this is crazy. And then Ron came home and he said, hey, I just listened to this voicemail. And I'm like, they searched you down. I mean, leave a message.
Yeah, we are, if people want to know part of the problem, why there's so many people that have anxiety issues and fear issues, it's not helped by, it's not only caused by, but it is not helped. Because when you, with our phones and all that, because when you said, I don't want this to turn into like the Holly Joni anti-phone, but this is kind of what we're,
no, but
this is kind of what we're doing is it affects us. This is we're new. We're the first generation of parents. Okay. You and I, this is new uncharted territory.
Yeah.
So we're walking through this too, and we're going to have grandkids someday, and we're trying to figure all this out and we're looking at it. But you know, even you saying you left the phone inside when you were at the lake, and that's great. Or if you want to, but like the amount of safety conscious, like, well, what if something happens? What if something happens down on the dock? What if something, you know, it's that mindset too that has created a paranoid, and I'm, I can be very guilty of. Now, I like to be left alone, so it's not hard for me to ignore my phone. In fact, voicemail, text, all that have in a way are very great for more introverted or people that, because I can get back to you on my own time. I'm like, say what you want to say, and I will get back to you on my own time. But it still can make you anxious because you hear that ding or you see the message and somebody needs something or whatever like that. But that whole kind of idea, I mean, and that's what's got us all in it with our kids because it was safe.
Yeah.
Right? You want
them
to have a phone. What does every parent say when they're like now down to probably 6-year-olds getting phones? Well, I want them to be safe.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I really do. That's the part of the lure. And with each other, with your teachers calling, you know, it's like now everyone gets in a panic if you don't answer your phone.
If you don't answer, like, yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, I mean, these kids, like, it drives me crazy to see parents throw screens in front of their, like, 2-year-olds in the grocery store. And I get it.
No, I get it too. And if we had that option, I want to say that I would not have done that. And I probably wouldn't have, only because I was a stubborn, like, I was a self-righteous stubborn brat, probably. So I'll give myself that.
You know, but we're learning, and that's what I'm hoping that we'll see a turn in the next the generations coming up.
Yep.
Because they need...
Yep.
They need to be in the grocery store. Your two-year-old needs
real world
interaction.
Needs to
be where they are. You know?
That's exactly. They need to be in the cart.
Their brain needs to process how cans are organized, how, you know, colors. Produce is organized.
Look at the colors. Look at the sounds. Look at my mommy's face. Look at, and we get it. Because, I mean,
kids
they need screaming in the grocery.
Man, we've walked through that.
It's not fun. No. It's hard. It is.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, I remember a time I walked right over my, man, they didn't do too bad in stores for whatever. God just knows. All I'm going to say is the Lord knows, you know, who are the weak ones. And he knew that. He's like, if I give Holly these crazy screaming kids, she may end up in the jail. So that is not any credit to me. But, you know, there'd be a time someone was doing something. And I remember looking at the lady behind me and I just went, where is their mother? And she laughed so hard. You know, I would just... Yeah. It happens, and who knows what we would have done, but it's not good. It's not great for their brain development.
No.
And their social, actually, that's a big social development as well, because they're learning, they're reading people, they're reading faces, they're hearing voices, and that's how they start to connect.
That's right.
Everything.
That's right.
So there you go. There's our PSA.
Anyway, that's just it. That's been just on me all week. It's just be where you are.
I need that. I need to hear that. I really, even, it's not just students. It's not just kids. No, it's not just babies.
It's me. I mean, I'm guilty too. I mean, it's, and I just need to be very more aware of being engaging with where I am. Even if it's on the front porch.
Mm-hmm.
With nothing going on, and still need to be engaged. And I was doing something on my phone the other day, and I thought, stop. The sun is setting. The frogs are singing. You know,
listen to this. They're finding out, of course, again, that it, you know, those little hits of dopamine all day long.
Yeah.
Guess what's addictive?
Yeah.
Dopamine. It is. It's like that's what drugs do. That's what things do, is they give you those hits.
They say
that feel
there's
good.
Some. AI, my AI or something on Snapchat that is highly addictive.
Oh, great.
And is becoming like it's taking the place of a best friend, or you can have conversations with it.
I would have probably never left my room
dangerous.
If I had had.
I know.
I would have been like, hey, I'm good. Just leave my cinnamon toast out front. I'll get it. Good heavens. No, and there's so many good things, but that's a good word. That's a good word for, of just.
Well, with summer coming up, I mean, just enjoy
the
things around you, the people around you, engage your senses.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I even take that a little further while you're saying that. It just really is good to hear, because it's like not just physically where you are, but kind of like everything right now, I'm feeling like I didn't sleep hardly at all last night. My brain is on overdrive. We leave for graduation, then we're home, and then Tim goes to this, and then I got to drive by myself, and then we go to another graduation, and then we come home, and then we have a thing for Avery for her graduation at home, and then I'm coming to your house to lay down and crash, and then we're going to wet, you know, so.
Yeah.
And that's a lot for me. That may not be a lot for some people, but for my mental load and, you know, making sure I have everything, making sure the dog's packed, making sure, you know,
right.
It's a lot for my mental load. And I just wake up thinking about it, you know, and I'm trying to kind of have a normal life too. I'm like, I can't just have everything be about planning for all these things, but that is where I am.
That's where you are.
That is where I am right now. It's not, it is where I am, but I'm also trying to like yeah, just embrace all of that. Embracing, I'm much better at it than I used to be because sometimes stuff like this, man, you know, and it's easier because kids are big and on their own and I'm not having
y'all hear that in her voice, right? She's, I'm fine. It's all fine. Everything's fine. I'm embracing all of that. Yeah, you need to suck down a Virginia
slip. Smoking my chapstick. But to your point, this is, you know, this is the phase of life we're in. This is where, and I love it, and it's great, but to not let myself get too caught up in all those details, right, and to just enjoy, you know, it's okay. You know, if you don't have the right whatever, or, you know, you forget something on the trip, they got a Walmart, yeah, you know, calm down.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. It does. It makes me sad a little bit as I watch these kids, you know, and it's the constant phone. And I just think, mm-hmm, are you going to wake up one day? Are you going to, and realize you have missed, you've missed life.
Yep. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. When the EMP God hits and all them. The cell phones go down, that it's going to be
can
pure chaos. I'll tell you
even
right now.
Imagine.
It's going to be actual.
They will be in freak out mode.
It'll be like the drug addicts that are going to go off with the drugs and be crazy. Okay, yeah. we're not yeah. saying all you okay. Anyway, hey, on some other news, I have two quick things and then we can talk about Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Number one is that my cousin-in-law, so Tim's has five cousins down in Louisiana, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and they're all married anyway. And the youngest one is Mark and his wife is Janice, and we're very, you know, good, you know, buds with them. And she's our age. She's my age. So she's young. He's older than Tim, so he married a young one. Anyway, so Janice called the other day, or Tim called her or something about the way, I don't know. All I have to say is she's on the caftan wagon.
Oh,
she's
my
on
gosh.
It. I got her. She ordered two. Tim showed her a picture of me. He's like, Holly's wearing caftans. I don't know what's going on. She had the link. She sent me a picture. Happy mail of her two caftans. So it's spreading.
You need to find one for me because I can't.
I can do that.
I can't.
I can do that. I will definitely do that. But it's spreading. Word is spreading. Word is out of Mrs. Roper summer. So I wanted to share that. Then the other exciting thing is Mr. Emmanuel Forbes, Mississippi State first round draft pick.
First round.
I was so
indeed
excited for him. He was number 16. I mean, that.
And we got a hometown boy, Latrell Bumpus, is going to the Giants.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's going to the Giants.
I thought only four of them got drafted. Oh, you mean hometown from Savannah?
From Savannah.
Oh,
from
I'm
Savannah.
With you. Thank you.
He was
at Tennessee.
For UT. Yes.
That's right. That's right.
That is
okay,
correct.
You threw me off because I'm like, that name was not in the four. Because total, there was four from Mississippi State. But Emmanuel Forbes, the king of the pick six. It was very exciting, and I loved seeing all the footage of them when they get the phone calls and the family.
I know.
And
that's
just
my favorite. I know.
I love it.
I love it, too. I do. And their mamas, it's when the mamas lose it, you know.
I know.
Because that just gets you.
It's exciting, and I thought that was really pretty great, because that's, you know, it's all good, whatever round you go. There's many, you know, great players that have come from. In fact, Stetson Bennett was way down there.
Yeah.
Yep. He was like,
yep.
I don't even know, 63. I don't know what round, but he was anyway. Which,
my boys can tell you they've been all up in the draft.
They can, yeah. I needed to.
I was watching baseball.
There you go. Well, I just was excited about that. Okay, next is the Kentucky Derby. We have some things we can discuss. I will say. Mm-hmm. Just a little while ago, I happened to catch, I was just looking something up, and they had the drawings for the post positions. They just had that today. So they take a little, one guy takes a little pouch with little, what do they call them? Something's in them. And he takes out a number, and then the other guy pulls a sheet and says the name of the horse and the jockey. And then this guy talks all about it. And I watched all of them get their little post positions.
And that's how they get their.
I know. I never seen that. They did the race, the one ahead of time, the day before, the Kentucky Oaks, the Philly race. And then they did the derby, and I was like, look at that.
A derby. Okay, so here's what I'm reading.
Okay,
is that tell me Forte everything. Is yes. the 3-1 favorite mm-hmm. in the Kentucky Derby,
mm-hmm.
which I'll be surprised if he wins. It's usually not ever the...
No. I was looking at verifying.
Okay.
Is, you know who's sired Verifying?
No.
Justify, the last Triple Crown winner, is his sire.
That's his, okay.
So I don't know, people. Uh-huh. Okay, uh-huh. I read that. I was like, well, that's really cool, too. Okay, what else you got for us?
All right, let's say. Hang on. I'm not really good.
Yeah, the favorite usually doesn't win. I mean, mm-hmm. you know,
Let's see. Forte. I'm just going to read to you. Forte is in strong form as the son of Violence by Queen Caroline.
That's a name, Violence.
No, right.
Who's your dad, Violence?
He's already piled up 5 Grand Stakes wins in his career. However, his pedigree could be cause for concern as he looks to stretch out to 10 furlongs in the Kentucky Derby.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
He looks to stretch out for 10?
I don't know. We need to
stretch out is
expert.
When they really are.
Yeah.
Isn't that when they?
I would think that's when they're, I don't know.
Maybe that's a long time. Because all the ones they were talking, all the, you know, some horses are, that's why with the post positions it matters, because the different styles of the horses, like some are get out there quickers, like get out front. Some like to like kind of stalk.
Yeah.
And then some like to come from behind, you know, do that big pull from behind. So that all their different positions, you know, I don't know what that means. He has to stretch out for 10.
The other one that they are liking is Two Fills.
Two Fills. Oh, okay. P-H-I-L-S. Okay.
P-H, yeah. Two Fills.
Okay. All right. That's a terrible horse name.
Well, he's 12-1. Okay. So here I've got it. Forte's 3-1. Taplet Trice is 5-1.
Okay.
Angel of Empire is 8-1.
I like that name. I like Angel of Empire. I'm liking that one a lot.
Practical Move is 10-1. King's Barn is 12-1. Two Fills, 12-1.
Okay.
You see if there's another. You're verifying.
Okay.
Is 15-1.
I know, and that could be a good range. Mm-hmm. That could be a good moment. That one and the Angel of the Empire or whatever kind of standing out to me.
Sun Thunder.
Like
he's 30-1. He's 30-1 though, but I'm kind of like.
You know what?
Next year, let's put
bets on.
Okay.
Just all like right. You know, let's learn a little bit. Let's try to like. We could create our own system for picking the winners. And you know, it has to do with their little silks too. You know, I got to look at and see what they, and that was fun too, during the little, the drawing for their positions they had, because everything about the Kentucky Derby is just tradition and, you know, that's been going on. And
I love and tradition.
I do too. And they had, Miss Kentucky, the, you know, beauty pet walking out with the little emblem of their silks and would hang it in the position, you know, when they announced it, and the guy would read a little description about the horse, and she'd walk out with her little sash on and hang the thing. And I was like, look at you, Miss Kentucky.
Yeah.
I guess if you are Miss Kentucky, you ought to get to do something derby.
You should. That's right.
I think you should be queen of the derby.
And while we're on the Kentucky Derby, do you know what song I've always loved?
One of the best moments in sports.
Is Run for the Roses.
Oh, no, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Mm-mm. Oh, Dan Fogelberg,
Run for the Roses.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yep.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's very sentimentally.
It is.
But it's very good. No, I thought you were going to say, I wasn't paying attention very well. I should have listened better. But one of the best moments in sports watching is at the beginning of the Kentucky Derby when they all sing My Old Kentucky Home.
Yes.
I just think it's, again, it's just tradition. It's sweet.
My Mama Blunt loved that too. You know, Mama Blunt was from Kentucky. She was raised in Kentucky.
I want you to tell the Mama Blunt Derby story. Didn't she have a little funny, just a little, I thought she went and didn't know what they were. Was that her? Tell me.
I don't remember. You have to remind me of my stories. I tell them and then they're gone.
I know, you guys. I'm going to make $1,000,000 because I'm going to write them down and write them. And, I'll put her name on it. I'll put Cornbread Shank on there, but Ghost help with Holly. I thought
No, it was the movie. I think you're talking about the movie. No.
She and her friend in college or something just decided to go and didn't have a ticket and didn't. Is that you or was that Susan? Was that my mother-in-law telling me this story?
I don't remember.
No, it's a Mama Blunt story I'm telling you right now. I can't believe you don't
remember. It sounds familiar, but I don't remember. So tell me.
That's all I remember is it was like they were somewhere and they either got an offer to go to the Derby and they went with these total like strangers.
That's ringing a bell.
Okay, I could be making this up.
I don't remember.
No,
see, I should write all this down.
That could have been my mother-in-law to Mardi Gras with some in New Orleans with some strangers. I don't know. I thought that was it. And they just kind of went and they didn't have tickets, but they just kind of decided to go. And but now you're making me think I'm making it up, but it sounded like a Mama Blunt story.
Mama Blunt had all kinds of stories that she told. One of my favorites that she told was going to the movie show is what she said.
Yeah.
She said, they said there were going to be these people dancing on a screen. And I couldn't figure out how they were going to do that. Yeah, she was precious.
Yes,
I do miss Mama Blunt stories.
She was, yeah. I feel like she told us that story, or you told it to me when we were last time when she was in the hospital when I was there once.
I feel like you were here. I feel like you were here.
Close to when she passed, pretty close.
Yes, and I think you were.
And she was telling stories, and I think that Derby one came up, and I was like, well, look at you. Anyway.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
We're going to say it's right. So there's that. Let's see. What else do you have in the Derby? Because I can talk about mint juleps for a minute,
you
too.
You go ahead and talk about mint juleps.
What else you got? Have you picked your horse yet? Are we still? I still need to see it, too.
I have to see them. I really do. I just have to. I look at them and kind of how they're.
Yeah, same here. But it does kind of help me to, like what you were kind of go through some of the names, get a little of the history. When I found out that Justify is his daddy, I'm like,
yeah,
not that that means anything, but you know, he was the last Triple Crown and he was the only, I think Justify, that was like in 2018 or 19. And I think he was the only one since like the 1800s to be undefeated in his whole season.
Oh, wow.
He's undefeated in his whole season, and I don't think he ran a race as a two-year-old.
Okay.
I think he came in as a three-year-old. Was I mean, like, so, I don't know. That's his pappy.
Okay.
He might do, I don't know. I may have to pull for him just because of that. Okay. Since we're talking about the Derby.
Okay.
I was like, well, we got to talk about mint juleps. So I looked up a little bit of history, just really briefly. I thought, because I was like, where did those? How did that become a thing? You know, I didn't really, I know it, but I just knew it always was. So I just did a little looking and it found out that, let's see, this is coming from Liber and Company website, L-I-B-E-R, and I'll put the link in. But they had a nice little bit about it, so I took all this from them. But it talked about that over the course of the two-day event, because there's the race the day before, there's the Oaks race, the girls, and then the Derby. So over that two-day period, 120,000 mint juleps are estimated to be sold.
Wow.
That's a lot. That equates to over 10,000 bottles of the ready-to-serve cocktail, 1,000 pounds of fresh mint, and 60,000 pounds of crushed ice.
Let's just say 1,000 pounds of mint.
Of mint.
Do you know how much mint?
Do you know how much volume that would be?
Seriously, like, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Like how big of a truck? Get that mint truck. That's a lot of mint. But how did it get its start? And the answer lies across the ocean. So the, because I'm like, what is a julep? Like, I know what the drink, but I'm like, where did that come from? So it says that the earliest known origin of the word julep comes from the Persian word golab, G-O-L-A, with a little on the top of it, little tent B, meaning rose water. Back then, Persian royalty would infuse water with rose petals and use it to bathe, just like we always did, Joni.
Right.
By the 9th century AD, golab was being used as medicine and began to spread across the region as a cure-all for stomach issues and shortness of breath. Mint julep. At this point, due to the plentiful supply of mint in the Mediterranean, rose petals were replaced in lieu of the fragrant green leaves we associate with the drink today. The name morphed from golab to julab, so J-U-L-A-B, and the drink continued to grow in popularity. By the 18th century, kind of time, the julab had reached the United States. The drink was still used medicinally, but at this point had gained the much welcomed additions of honey for sweetness and rum or brandy for, well, you know. why not? I told you it's medicinal, Joni. You don't believe me, but it's medicinal. Right here.
Yeah, okay.
However, it wasn't long before rising import taxes priced these foreign spirits out of the julep. The first Kentucky Derby. The mint julep has been enjoyed in the United States throughout most of the country's recorded history. So very early, you know, even in the 1700s, it talked about it coming from Virginia. There was some drink that Virginia people had before they moved to Kentucky. But anyway, particularly in the South, when Churchill Downs held the very first Kentucky Derby in 1875, it is likely that guests enjoyed juleps while watching the steeds fly across the track. In 1939, the mint julep became the official drink of the Kentucky Derby, the same year that they began to be sold in collector cups, a tradition which remains to this day, which I saw the other day many months ago, and I almost thought about buying them, but I was like, no, because they're those glass. They're not the silver that...
Yeah.
They're glass. You see them in a lot of vintage shops. Like, I have a collection that I started of ones, like, of different places. Like, I have a State of Tennessee and the Ozarks, mm-hmm. and... They're kind of these frosted, these little glass, they're smallish, but they're not shot glasses. And they do those every year with a Kentucky Derby, you know, little souvenir thing on it.
Okay.
Now I want to go find some. But anyway, and then guests at the Derby today, this is for us, Joni.
Okay.
Can even opt for the $1,000 extra premium mint julep, which contains Woodford Reserve bourbon, in gold. That's the liquor that they replaced the foreign ones was with the
was
bourbon
Woodford.
From Kentucky,
okay.
Which is why it's a Kentucky kind of drink. Woodford Reserve bourbon in gold-plated cups with silver straws. We're worth it.
Yeah, all right.
The Kentucky Derby drink remains popular outside of the two-day race as well.
I tell you what, you come down here.
Yeah.
And I will make you a mint julep with Woodford.
Thank you.
And I will put it in a sterling silver mint julep cup. And I'll only charge you $500 for it.
I have my own mint julep cups right here. So one of the things that my wonderful mother-in-law had for forever, and I think we broke them out a couple times, but it was these beautiful set of a dozen.
Of course she does, yes.
Sterling silver mint julep cups, and then she has these lovely, they're spoons. But they're a straw. It's a straw spoon for the mint julep. So you can stir your ice. So when I come down, I can bring...
You can bring
or
the...
Or you can come and we'll do a... But I busted them out. I got out like six of them and I put them on a tray today. I haven't polished them up. But I was like, you know, those are down in our basement somewhere because she knew I loved them.
That you showed me that because I almost was just going to surprise you and send you like some silver mint julep cups. I saw a set of six. But now I don't have to.
Oh, no. But the thought that
really, you have.
It really is the thought that counts. I feel like you gave them to me.
Well, I did buy you a gift while I was at Mississippi State Saturday. I went down to see the boys. And
besides the moon pie that you got me
in
Chattanooga?
Yeah. You got some gifts when you come.
I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. But we'll have mint juleps. We'll make some when we go down there. And I'll put a recipe because basically it's really simple.
It's a simple syrup. And
it's a couple ounces of bourbon. It's fresh mint. You have to have fresh mint. You cannot, same with like when you do a mojito.
You have plenty of fresh mint. I haven't looked to see if it came back after the freeze.
Well, you can at least buy the fresh at the store.
Right,
you know, you can buy the packets. That's fine. But you take a leaf of that, kind of bruise it, put it in the bottom, put your 2 ounces of bourbon in there. put your, the Kentucky Derby recipe, I actually have the recipe from the official Kentucky Derby, and they use a honey syrup, and they a couple bar spoons of honey syrup, mix that up, and then you pack the whole thing with the crushed ice, which that's the hardest thing, which you can crush it in a bag or whatever, but to get that crushed, you know, crunchy ice would be the best, but you pack it in there almost like a snow cone, like pack it down. And then I think you like drizzle just a little more bourbon on the top to kind of settle
Say
it.
You're Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you just drizzle a little more on there.
That's what would you do?
But it's really simple. And then the spoon, and you drink it with a straw, because the idea is the cup. The reason these cups is because they get frosty. They get the ice all on the outside. They're super frosty, super cold. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to hold it by the, you want to hold it by the bottom or by the top. And you want to use your straw because then you get the mint. The flavors are better. Right. I don't know. But it made me want one so bad. I was reading it and I'm like, I got to have one. I think I have everything, actually. I wonder.
You can practice.
I can practice. I'm going to get good. But they did talk about, too, it's, you know, to ask kind of, you make them up one. I guess you could make a pitcher. I mean, obviously the Derby makes a bunch of pre-mades, but if you're serving at home, you can, you know, customize it and ask your person, you like a little sweeter, a little less, you know, you want to taste the bourbon. You don't want it to be like, but, you know, you can kind of customize it. And, I know. And anything you're going to drink out of a lovely silver cup.
I got to tell you, I'm not a bourbon fan. I'm not. I know. Don't tell Mama Blunt. I'm not
Oh my gosh.
I'm not.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, everyone has their own thing. Maybe you just haven't had anything that's good. It's a thought. Okay, she's just making a face at me.
Well, I'm from Tennessee.
Right. You are. So I don't even know what's wrong with you. You should be sort of, you know, whiskey, bourbon. It's all the same. Okay. So, well, we'll stick that up there. I'll find that little recipe. And are we allowed to like share a recipe? How does that work with like?
I do. So the one that, what did I post the other day?
Like I always credit people.
Oh,
like,
the, was it the Kentucky Brown? And I just linked directly to the Kentucky Brown.
If we link to it, then maybe that's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. That's what, I have the link.
I didn't steal their recipe.
I don't ever want to do that. But to that. I figure if it's on a website, it's kind of like it's there to be, okay, I'll send the link for the original Kentucky Derby Mint Julep. Mm-hmm. And y'all can enjoy. You can get these cups. You can have it out of whatever. But I bet you there's some antique places and what that still have them. So,
right.
There you go. Okay. I love it. I'm all excited. Okay. What else you got?
Nothing.
You got, I'm done. Let's see. I feel like there was something else I was going to tell you, but now I don't remember what it was. I guess it wasn't that important. But we are ready for your recipe now. So I hope you have.
Well, I do. Because I think the only one to do right now is a Kentucky Derby pie.
Oh, I love it so much.
It is good.
Oh, they're so good.
But I think that has to be.
Yeah.
Kentucky Derby pie.
Absolutely. Give it to us.
So, it's simple.
We'll just tell people about it because they may not know.
So
you know.
All it is like a pecan pie with chocolate chips.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
How could you have anything better?
I know.
Yeah. We used to have a restaurant up here that was our favorite. They actually called it Derby Day Pie. Mm. It was interesting. Yeah. That's what I always knew it as, Derby Day pie. But Kentucky, that sounds exactly, and you're right. It's just that, and pecan pie is really that filling is very easy.
It's easy,
I mean, it's just corn syrup and, but then you add the chocolate chips.
The chocolate, and you put some ice cream on it.
And it's so rich. I mean, oh my goodness.
It is very rich.
Yeah, but it's delicious. It's delicious. What are you wearing to your party, to your Kentucky Derby party?
I don't know. I need to go shopping, I think.
Are you wearing a
caftan? I am going to wear a hat.
Oh.
I'm not wearing my caftan.
I'm kidding. You can't wear that to the Derby, I know.
No. It's not a no.
I know.
No.
You are going to wear a hat,
and that's coming
though.
Up quickly.
Yes,
I do
it's
have
this
to
week?
Get it's Saturday. Yeah.
You got to get on it.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Go to the Cracker Barrel and get you a dress.
I need to.
What is wrong with you? Did you order that dress you saw at the Cracker Barrel?
I don't think I did.
Joni, it's so cute. You were going to wear that to the wedding, maybe.
I know.
Unless you got something else.
I haven't even shopped for the wedding. We're going to have to deal with that later.
Fine. When I come in May, we can order. And we can, if you have stores, we can go to stores. But we can also just order you a few things and you can just, we'll do it. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
I have about maybe five right now. Maybe just four. I think I just have four pairs of silver heel sandals in my house at this moment being tried on.
Gosh.
And I ordered three more. Two are already going back immediately. Yeah. Like I try them on and it's Amazon. I don't have to, here you can drop off. I can go to the Kohl's just up the road and there's various drop places, but literally around the corner from me basically is a Kohl's. You can walk in with just whatever your Amazon and your code, you process the return. Yeah. You don't package it.
Oh,
you don't box it.
That's
awesome.
You
don't do anything. You walk in, you hand it to the person, they scan the code and you out.
That's awesome.
So
it's not
so
quite
easy.
That easy here, Holly.
Well, it's shocking. When they started doing that, I was like, you're kidding me. I don't have to put a label. I don't have to package it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's genius. So, so I just am an ordering fool. Okay.
Well, all righty.
My coffee is finally kicking in. I'm so tired.
Oh my gosh, something's kicking in. I'm not sure what.
Something. Okay, so now tell us your top three.
I got it. I'm ready. Right here.
Top three.
That is
so
awesome.
Got it this week.
Look at you.
Okay. I'm even going to be girly. You ready?
Oh, I am ready. Oh, I've waited so long. I'm ready.
I know. I'm loving the Essie nail polish. I am loving the Essie nail polish.
The gel couture,
the gel,
the twisty box.
Yep. It dries quickly. I don't have to sit there and
like
blow on it for an hour. I'm liking
it's so
Essie
good.
Nail polish.
Yeah. The gel couture that they have, the regular ones, and they're great colors, but the gel.
Yep.
That's not really gel, but did you get the top coat and everything that goes on it?
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
it's
you
great.
Gave me the top coat.
Oh, I did. That's right.
You did. That's and right. So I just ordered some pink.
Good. See? See, she is girly. She
okay. So, well, now that I'm through cooking, I can actually
you can
paint
do your
my
nails.
So.
I love it.
All right. The next thing that I love, my favorite, is all the, and I can never say it, the peony. Peonies or peonies?
No, it is definitely 100% not peony.
Peonies.
Peonies. Peony.
I love them.
I do
love
too.
It.
They're gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
They are so
love
pretty.
Them. And they are out right now. And okay, so that's my favorite. And then the next thing that I love is from Mississippi State. And they have muscadine juice. Not muscadine wine. It is muscadine juice.
Okay.
And I told Caleb, I said, you have to go buy a case of this on your way home because I need it for the summer.
Yes.
Muscadine juice. It is so dang good.
Is it come in a bottle or what's it
yes,
come in?
And it's a beautiful bottle.
Okay.
Yep.
Now that would sounds delicious by itself, but think of the cocktails that I can make.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
I have students that listen to this.
That's you know what? You can have a friend that you can blame it all on
me. I can have a friend who's a lunch.
You can have a friend who knows how to make and drink cocktails, okay? It's called diversity, people.
Matter of fact, I do have a student. My little sweet Macy looked at me today. She said, okay, I was binge listening to Designer Cornbread.
Oh, no.
So,
hi, Macy.
She's precious.
You too can have friends. That anyway.
Yeah. We are starting. We're even starting like a little. Well, she's starting it. And I told her that I would sponsor it. A little Bible club.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
That sounds really awesome. I love that. I love that.
Yep.
So those are really good top threes. I love that.
Okay.
Some muscadine juice. I'm excited to see that. And then the peonies.
Peonies.
And the nail polish.
Peonies.
The peonies. What in the world?
I don't, there's somebody great. Said it the other day, and I thought, surely to goodness, I've not been saying this wrong all these years. But
I've heard people say
me.
It that way, too.
It's
and
me, so who knows?
Who knows? But. No, I've heard people say peonies, too, and I'm like, what in the world? But anyway, maybe maybe
I
in
thought,
some parts.
Am I wrong? No.
Never heard that. Never heard that. It did remind me that, I don't know what just made me think of this, is the update from we had our little text conversation with M Squared, and she says that my face zapper doesn't work. She said that it's not going to work.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that, but she's like, spoiler alert.
Is your face still burning?
No, it's on and off. It's just my circulation is really good, I feel like, right now. I feel like there's some good circulation. I haven't used it for a few days, though, just because, again, I am lazy. I like all the things, and I have fun trying things, but I get lazy, and I don't, you know, I don't always do it. So, I don't know. So, she was a little bit, like, not, she was thinking that maybe it didn't work. But she also confessed to having, like, the heated, did you see that heated?
I did.
Eyelash comb?
Heated eyelash comb.
Which I guess is like a curler, like a hot iron.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had to use that, so I don't know.
Well, I was like.
Curly. My eyelashes just curl up.
Well, you'd be blessed.
Thankfully, I don't have to use that. That still looks like a dungeon contraption to me.
Once you know how to do it, it's fine. It's not a big deal. Yeah. But yeah.
But when you don't have to.
You need to get you that the gel I told you about, the brow gel. We're going to order you a bunch of stuff. Okay. Because I'm telling you, my brows are better.
Sweet Carolina.
And M Squared was going to order that. She said she was. And the lash, actually, I've been using their lash stuff too. I didn't put it on my top three. They have a lash serum, and I've been using that, and it works good too. My lashes are longer and are coming in better.
That can be on your top three next week.
No.
This is my week.
This is my week. This was just an update.
Quit stepping on my top three.
Just, all right, tell me more about the peonies.
They're pretty.
Go sniff a peony. You have to be careful when you bring those in because they're full of ants.
Oh, they're so pretty.
They are so pretty. So.
Okay. Oh, I have one thing that I want to exit out of here with, though.
Okay.
There's a special birthday this week that we need to address.
Oh, there is. Mm-hmm. There is. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness. It creeps up on me. I usually remember the day after.
Dean, Dr. Brilliant.
Dean.
Dr. Dean Boogie Doctor Brilliant. Or Dr. Dean. I don't know.
I think it's whatever you want to say.
Dean Dr. Brilliant is having a birthday. So, happy birthday, Boogie.
Happy birthday. You're the source of much wisdom and many stories that we appreciate you letting us use your likeness in our podcast. You're one of our characters.
That's right.
And we just appreciate you. And we're just so happy that you were born.
And since this won't drop until the day after his birthday, I can tell you I ordered him a cake.
Oh, which, and y'all, she always does. She's the sweetest. She sends him a birthday cake every year. It's very precious.
And it's got raspberry and custard in it. Oh.
She really is nice to him, you guys, even though they fight.
I'm too nice to him, and he doesn't deserve it.
But yet, you can't stop. Fight. You cannot stop.
No.
That's right. Well, this is a great week then, because it's the Boogie's birthday, leading up to the Derby.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Avery's graduating on Saturday, the coronation. It's just a lot. That you wonder why my brain's in overload. There's a lot going on. I don't think I'm going to watch the coronation live. I'm going to just wait till I get home and watch it, enjoy it, because it's just too much. I cannot get up at 4 or 5.
Be where you are.
That's exactly right. I'm going to be where you are. Now, I probably will try to turn on the Derby on my phone when we're at dinner, but that's just because I feel like it. We'll see.
That's right.
We'll see. Okay, guys. Okay. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys are having a great week. It'll be Thursday when you hear this, so hope that's like Friday Junior. You know, that's like...
That is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, no. We have to see that on every...
Yeah, on everything.
On every Instagram post and all over for the whole day.
All
right. We will talk to you guys later, and goodbye.
See ya, corn dog.
I was still singing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gee, interrupted that beautiful song.
All right, bye, y'all.
All right, y'all have a good week. Bye.
Every time I wear my caftan, all I can hear, all I start singing Dionne Warwick songs.
Yes.
Whenever I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you, forever and ever, in my heart and I will not. Okay. I can't help it.
You are kind of Dionne Warwick.
I kind of want to be her too.
Yeah.
She would totally have a caftan.
She would.